When did you first become aware of Jimi Hendrix as an artist?
As an artist. Well, at the time we lived in Queen Anne Hill in Seattle, and we were in the basement of a triplex. And Jimi had phoned home and said that he had made it. And he was going to change the spelling of his name to J-I-M-I, and that his album would be coming out soon. And it seemed like just weeks later, the neighbors in our triplex, they were playing an album, and Dad was listening. He says, "God, that sounds like Jimi. But I don't know who that is singing, because Jimi didn't have much of a voice, so I'm not sure who that is singing." So my mom went next door, knocked on the door, and asked them what album they were listening to, and they pulled it out and showed them. It was the Jimi Hendrix Experience, our experience. And she was just, "Oh, you know, that's Jimi, that's our son." And they said, "Oh, here, take it. We bought it at the Bon Marché. We'll go buy another one." So that's how we got our first album, and we wore that one out and many others after that.
What was the biggest shock first hearing it, the way he sounded and the band sounded, or the way he looked in the cover?
I think for my dad especially, it was his singing, because he really didn't think that Jimi could sing. And Jimi even said, "You know, I don't have much of a voice to sing, but hey, everybody else is hollering out here." And he was a big Bob Dylan fan, so he felt like, you know, Bob's yelling and screaming, so I could do that. I thought he had a very melodic kind of bluesy feel to his singing. So it all went together, and very much enjoyed, you know, all of Jimi's albums, and still continue to, obviously.